Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. I wanted to talk on this episode about some of the tools that you can use to help you get your transaction completed. And these tools are tools that are used by professionals all day, every day, and have really made the real estate industry more efficient. I've talked in a different podcast, and I talk on my training course about the fact that you have to manage your transaction, and there are tools that help do that. I have a template inside of the resources section of the training that helps you know where documents are supposed to go, when they're supposed to go there. It helps you keep track of all the important dates and times and so forth in a quick and easy reference place. But there are tools that you should be using that will make your life easier. And so one of those first tools is digital signatures, right? We've moved away from what are called wet signatures, where you're actually putting pen to paper, and into a world where digital signatures are fast becoming the norm. And so using a digital signature tool like DocuSign, that's the one that I'm the most familiar with, and would have no problem, you know, recommending to someone. And you can get free trials with these, but even if you don't have a free trial, it's like $15 a month. And so it's very inexpensive for you to use to transfer documentation back and forth between you, a seller, and a buyer or a buyer's agent. But what's also great on it is there's a way to include the lender and the title company. So as an example, in DocuSign, once you upload the document to DocuSign, and then you just literally drag and drop where signatures and initials go and click, to create the document, you also get to put in where you want the document to go once it's been completed. So what's really nice about that, and you would have to go through this on your own, right? Just go through the DocuSign system, but they've made it literally so easy to do. It's almost insane that people just don't do this for everything. But what you would do is you would put the document in there, drag and drop all the signatures and initials and all that stuff, like I said before, dates and all that kind of stuff. And you would say, okay, these two people need to sign this document. So as an easy example, you, the seller, would sign it. And then the buyer, of course, would be the next person. But you also get to say, here's an email of the person it needs to go to when completed. Here's another email of a person it needs to go to when completed. And once you get to this stage in the process anyway, you would have collected that contact information from a buyer's lender. You would have collected it from a title company that you want to work with. And so you would have it, and so you just type it in there. And then sure enough, you send it off. You would be the first signer, then the buyer would sign it. Or maybe the buyer is sending it to you, you're the second signer. But what happens is once it's all done and completed, it will send you a copy. Now, if you didn't put an email address in there for a lender or a title company, it's still going to send you a PDF copy of what you signed that you can then just forward in your email to any other party that you want to have that document. And you can do it for any document in the transaction, right? And because it leaves a nice, easy to follow paper trail, it becomes almost, I'm not going to say mandatory, right? Because nothing's mandatory, but it just makes the process so much easier when dealing with documents. So you could send seller disclosures that way. So once you fill them out and then you upload them, you can send them to the buyer for their review, and then they can then sign them through DocuSign and send them back to you, right? Instead of just putting them in an email, you just make things more efficient. And literally, like, the first time I ever used DocuSign, it took me about 10 minutes to figure it out. It's just, it's not that complicated. Like I said, they make the system so easy. Now, there are other systems out there that you can use. There's one called HelloSign. There's another one called DotLoop. But there are plenty of digital signature companies that you can use that will really make your life a whole lot easier when you're doing things. Now, when it comes to closing a transaction with a title company or a real estate attorney, you do have to follow your state rules and regulations. But there's another company out there called Notarize. And really quickly, DocuSign is just DocuSign.com, DocuSign.com. So if you want to find that or just do a Google search for it, it's super simple to use. And then there's another one called HelloSign. So it's just like I said, HelloSign.com. I'm not as familiar with that one, but it's just another place you can look up. But then there's this company called Notarize. And when you do closing documents, you do have to get things notarized. And that's usually what a title officer or a real estate attorney will, that'll just be one of their functions when it comes to going over the closing documents for you. Of course, they have many functions that you're not really going to see because they do title work and they do title policy work and all that kind of stuff. But notarization is one of those things that they do. But you could check out this notarize.com and wherever you're at in the country, see if it would work for you. They actually have a pretty cool product that will help you notarize. You can do a notary for $25 per notarization. So it's not expensive in any way, shape, or form. And it's something that you can do again online. I mean, there's plenty of features that you can look over on their website, and it's just notarize.com. Now more professionals use it because they're doing a higher volume of work typically, but there is a free $0 a month starter package, and then you just have to, and it will help with e-signatures as well, just so you know. So you could use this system almost in conjunction, or I guess parallel to DocuSign. If you used notarize.com, then you wouldn't necessarily need to use DocuSign or HelloSign. But I just wanted to make you aware of some of the tools that are out there that people are using in the industry to just make their life easier. And that's what this podcast is all about, is making your life easier as you take on the project of selling your own home. So anyways, check them out. Check out those tools. This is, for me, is just a recommendation. I in no way, shape, or form get compensated for this. These are tools that I have seen that I know people are using. Notarize is doing thousands of transactions a month. DocuSign's got to be doing millions a month. They've been around for a long, long time. I don't know as much about HelloSign. But again, this is just about making your life easier. So I hope that information is helpful. And as always, I hope to see you on the next podcast.